big, irrational goals, but small, rational steps. Big, irrational goals, small, rational steps. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. Thanks so much for joining me. My goal with these episodes is to help you take just a few minutes every day to reconnect to what it is that you want most. What it is that you want most and what you can do today to get there. A lot of us feel overwhelmed by our goals, or we feel overwhelmed by the range of possible paths we could take to get there. Where do we start? What do? Do we do it this way or do we do it that way? How will we ever possibly stick with it? I know I felt that way when I first wanted to lose over 100 pounds. I felt that way when I wanted to start a business. I felt that way when I wanted to write a book. I felt that way when I wanted to write a second book. I felt that way in doing home renovations. Like, ugh. It's so far. There's so much to do between here and there. Where do I ever start? Could I do it like this? Should I do it like this? Is this way better? Is that way better? I don't know. And so I loved this phrase. It's actually from Dan Coe. And he says, big irrational goals, small rational steps. Here's one thing that I've learned. There's no perfect starting point. You can start in 10, 15, 20 different places and still get to the end point. And I think we waste a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to figure out the perfect place to start, the perfect thing to do first. We're going through another home renovation. This is what, renovation number 4 in year number 5, because we're crazy like that. And it's very easy to feel like, well, first we need to pick a contractor, or should we come up with plans first? Should we get plans first? Should we put together a vision board first? And the reality is we could start at any one of those points and still get to the end point. But a lot of time and energy is wasted. Do I do this first or that first or this first? What do you think? Should I do this? Should I? It's the same thing with weight loss. Gosh, should I really focus on exercising? Should I focus on nutrition? I mean, heck, within either of those, there's so many things. Should I be lifting weights? Should I do cardio? Should I just walk more? Should I just try to be more active? Should I hire a trainer? Should I do an online program? Okay, I need to eat better. Should I focus on breakfast? Should I cut out sugar? I don't know. My evenings are kind of a mess. Maybe I should just clean up the weekends. And we get lost in thinking that we have to have the perfect path and the perfect first step. You don't. Any small rational step. Any small rational step. When I was writing a book, it would have been okay to brainstorm titles first. It would have been okay to start an outline first. It would have been okay to hire a coach first. It would have been okay to come up with a list of 10 ideas I wanted to talk about. Any of those things are a totally fine first step. There is no perfect first step anywhere. If you ask 100 people who have done something where they started, you'll probably get at least 80 different answers. Small rational steps. Big irrational goals, small rational steps. Don't waste another minute thinking that you have to map out the perfect plan. You don't. Or thinking that you need to have the perfect place to start. You don't. I'll see you tomorrow.